Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. If you want to keep track of me, that's page 871 in your pew Bible, and I'll start on line 10. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side."
The other side of what?
What do you mean, the other side of what?
Well, the other side of the room, the other side of the mountain, or figuratively speaking, the other side of the discussion. Maybe Jesus was trying to explain his parables to his disciples, saying something like, "Well, on the one hand, God's kingdom is like a mustard seed, but on the other hand, it's like a, I don't know, something big, like an elephant." That would be on the other side of the discussion. Like a good teacher, maybe he was saying, "Let us go across to the other side."
Yeah, the other side of the discussion?
Yeah. Doesn't that make sense?
No. This story is about traveling in a boat.
A boat?
They were beside the sea, and Jesus said, "Let us go across to the other side."
Oh. No, that's different. Why didn't you point out that they were beside the sea?
Pete, you picked the scripture. I'm just reading what you told me to read, okay? Don't give me a riff.
Sure. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Mercifully, we're on line 11. He said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was.
Just as he was? What does that mean?
I don't know. I was just trying to read what it says.
Well, they probably got on board without life jackets. Yeah, he went with them just as he was, without a life preserver.
Okay. You went to seminary. There were no life jackets. Does it matter?
Well, we've got young children here, and we want them to be responsible whenever they get into a boat. Is it a good thing to have Jesus get into a boat without a life preserver? It's like wearing a seatbelt, you know?
Yeah, right, except for... I don't think they had life jackets, and most chariots didn't have seatbelts.
You're right. Wait a minute. Maybe Jesus was already in the boat, you know, preaching to the people on shore. Evening came, and like a sea captain, he commanded, "Let us go across to the other side." And then he just sat down just as he was. He didn't bother to go back onto the shore first.
Yeah, right. Like it was a pirate Jesus captain said, "Avast me, buckos, let's go to the other side."
Well, you're the one who said that this was a boating story.
That I did. It's 10 of 11. McDonald's, the lunch closes at 11:30. Can I get there?
Please do.
Okay. Breakfast, a chance. Aye, aye, captain. Leaving the crowd behind. Now, what are line 12? Leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in a boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped.
They should have been wearing life preservers, I tell you.
Yeah, you did. Children, please note, always wear your life jackets when you get in the boat.
Yes, a great windstorm could suddenly arise and threaten to swamp your boat. It happened to Jesus and his disciples. I bet they wish they'd had life jackets on.
Moving right along. The waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion.
And wait a minute. You say Jesus was asleep?
No, that's what the Bible says.
The wind was blowing really hard?
I guess.
Gale force winds?
I don't know. I wasn't there. My mother-in-law's not here to ask her. It just says a great windstorm.
And Jesus slept through it all?
Apparently.
I wonder if he was snoring.
What?
I've been told that I can sleep through anything.
Yeah, but the people around you can't.
Maybe Jesus had sleep apnea. I mean, he fell asleep in the boat in the middle of a bad storm.
There's nothing about snoring or sleep apnea here, Pete, just at camp. He was just asleep on a cushion.
A cushion? Sounds like a flotation device to me.
Okay, he was sleeping on a life preserver in the stern. Better?
Yeah, which is the stern? The front or the back? I always forget.
That would be the aft.
The aft?
Yes, the aft.
These nautical terms confuse me. Is the aft the front or the back of the boat?
The aft is opposite the fore of the boat, which should also be called the bow.
The bow?
The bow.
Fore, aft, bow, stern. Will you please tell me where Jesus was sleeping?
In the back of the boat, the stern.
Thank you. He was in the back sleeping on the life preserver.
Yes, yes.
He should have been wearing it, you know.
Probably.
It would have been a good example to all his disciples.
Right, yeah. Let's get away from the life jacket. Well, don't get away from life jackets. That's enough of that. Are there more questions about life jackets?
I still don't understand how he could be sleeping in the middle of a bad storm.
I'm guessing he has to get all those questions from the disciples all day. I can imagine why he might have been tired.
Well, yeah, he was tired, but with all the waves and bouncing and stuff, that would have been hard. And then there's the water starting to come into the boat. You'd think that would wake a person up.
Has anyone ever poured water on you while you're snoring in the middle of a storm?
Not that I can remember.
See, it's possible.
Are you saying that someone has poured water on me in the night and I didn't notice?
I'm saying... 5-2. It's time to continue reading.
Okay, go ahead.
As you might recall, Jesus was in the stern of the boat, asleep on the cushion.
Yes, he was.
They woke him up.
I bet they did. Probably wasn't, "Rise and shine, you sleepyhead."
You're right. They didn't wake him up that way.
I'm imagining a lot of screaming here.
Well, it doesn't say they were screaming.
Well, of course. Who could hear screaming with all the wind?
It was a windstorm.
Then again, who could hear snoring? How did they know he was asleep? Maybe he was pretending to be asleep just to see what they would do.
It doesn't say he was pretending. It doesn't say he was snoring. The problem with you preachers always adding stuff into the story.
Well, it doesn't say he wasn't.
Okay, at least though his disciples thought he was asleep.
Well, if I was afraid of dying and I thought Jesus was asleep, I'd wonder if he really cared.
Exactly.
Huh?
When they woke him up, they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
Well, yeah, he's the only one on the boat with a life preserver.
Maybe he is the life preserver.
You want to run that one by me again?
Jesus is the one who will save them.
You mean... he'll share his life jacket with a few of them after the boat capsizes. There's only so much weight one of those things can hold. That's why every person should always have their own life jacket.
No, 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 no. This isn't about life jackets. It's about Jesus. He will save them all. I think if I can finish the story.
Okay, I want to hear how this goes.
He woke up.
Duh, yeah, it's about time. We're all going to die here. Thanks for opening your eyes, Jesus.
He woke up and rebuked the wind.
He what?
He rebuked the wind.
He threw up? Oh, gross. That's in the Bible?
Not puked. He rebuked. He spoke sharply. He reprimanded the wind.
Like the wind is really going to listen. Reprimanding children is like rebuking the wind. How often do they listen? You might as well be screaming into the wind.
Tell me about it.
So Jesus rebuked the wind.
That's what it says.
Then, of course, the boat sank.
No, he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm.
You're pulling my leg, right?
That's what it says, Pete. Read it.
He said, "Peace, be still." And the storm stopped.
Yep.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Whoa. Do you think that would work in other places?
What do you mean?
Imagine total chaos.
Oh, you mean my house, right?
Any house. Picture it. Everything's going nuts. Your wife is pulling out her hair. Big storm brewing.
Time to get out of her way.
No, brother, put down that remote. Step forth from the stern of the boat.
The stern of the boat?
Well, wherever. Just stand up. Rebuke the wind and say, "Peace, be still."
And?
The wind ceases. Dead calm. Do you think it would work?
In my house?
Any house.
No.
Why not?
Contrary to popular belief, I'm not Jesus.
You're saying Jesus has to be there in your home for it to work?
Well, when you put it that way, yeah.
Do you think Jesus is in your home?
Do you?
Sometimes it feels like if he's there, he's asleep in the stern.
No, that's just you snoring.
Very funny. Seriously, though, there are times when I look around, and not just at my own life, but at the world around me, and I wonder if God isn't asleep at the switch or something.
I hear you.
Think about the school where you teach. Doesn't it seem like maybe Jesus is asleep somewhere in the back row?
No, that would be George asleep in the back row. Jesus sits in the front.
Well, okay. All you know what is breaking out in the classroom, nearly riot stage.
You're talking about a typical day there?
Where is Jesus in the middle of that storm?
Asleep in the back row?
Asleep in the back row, next to George. Not only that, he's sleeping on the only life preserver.
Life preserver?
Okay, so it's a school, not a boat. Say there's only one possible diploma, one job, one future possibility that's any good for any of these students, and he's sleeping on it.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that Jesus is there in your classroom?
No, he's there all right. I just don't believe that my students' options in life are limited. As much as I get frustrated by some of those knuckleheads with a K, I believe that there are possibilities out there for them. If they would believe it too and apply themselves, it would happen. Otherwise, why would I bother to teach?
So where is Jesus in all this? What's he doing?
He's their life preserver.
And we're talking about school here, not a fishing boat.
Listen, when it comes right down to it, we're all in the same boat.
Huh?
Life is hard. The wind blows, the storms brew. No one promised smooth sailing. In the middle of it all, though...
Jesus is asleep in the storm.
No, in the middle of it all, we just need to keep the faith. Even if the boat begins to sink, our life preserver is right with us. Jesus won't let us down.
In the middle of it all, we just need to keep the faith.
Yes, we just need to keep the faith.
Sometimes the boat sinks, you know. Bad things happen.
Terrible things happen, even to those who trust in God. Remember Job in the Bible?
You know I do. Went to seminary, you know.
Yeah, bad things happen to him. Bad things also happened to the early followers of Jesus. Many were killed just because they believed.
Talk about stormy weather.
But Jesus was in the boat with them through it all.
He was their life preserver.
He was their life preserver.
He is our life preserver.
He is our life preserver. Noon. Shall we finish this gospel story?
Please do.
As you might recall, on the way back, it's verse 40. Keep track. As you might recall, Jesus said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm.
Yes, I do recall that.
Two in a row. Then Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea should obey him?"
Wow. What a story. Do you think it's true?
You mean, do I think that it actually happened?
No, I mean, do you think that Jesus really is our life preserver?
With all my heart.
Me too. Though I confess to being afraid and doubting.
But we all do.
Whether we're a pastor.
Or a teacher.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
By the way, speaking of windstorms, a few weeks back we celebrated Pentecost.
Yes, we did.
That first Pentecost was a windstorm also. The Holy Spirit blew through those disciples like a, well, like a mighty wind.
Yes, it did then, and it still does.
Yes, and sometimes it feels like the boat might sink in the middle of that storm.
You must mean the church and God's Spirit?
Indeed. Makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Keep the faith, Richard.
Keep the faith, Pete.
Y'all, keep the faith.
Amen.